today's date is actually April 1st.
April Fool. I thought maybe you were trying to pull a joke on me when you first called.
2009.
I'm Betty Boyd. My birthday is December 9th, 1924. And I was born in Tulsa, by the way.
And which hospital were you born?
None. I was born at home, therefore didn't really have a legitimate birth certificate when I went to Iowa State University and had to get an affidavit from, fortunately, a lady who lived across the street from us where I was born and still lived there. So,
do you remember the location?
Oh, the house is still there. I certainly do. Very close to Owen Park, which incidentally was the first public park in Tulsa, in Irving Place Addition. Very close to the Washington Irving Monument on North Santa Fe, which is the first street north of Osage County. So very close to Tulsa Country Club. And the Kennedy Golf Course was there also at that time.
So you lived there till you
I lived there until Bill and I, after we were married, we lived there with my mother in that same house. In fact, I was married in that house as well as having been born there. Then after Bill got out of service, we lived with Mother, and then suddenly he had polio, as did our daughter Beverly, and we still lived with Mother in this two-story home there on North Santa Fe until 1950, when he and I built a home over close to Gilcrease Hills and lived there until moved where I am now.
Yep. What elementary school did you go to?
Pershing, and so did my children.
And then high school?
And Roosevelt Junior High, which is now an elementary school, by the way. But Roosevelt Junior High and Central High. And Bill graduated from Central High, and so did our children.
You met Bill at Central?
No. He was 2 years ahead of me, John. And by some magic, I went to high school very young. And I didn't know anybody at Central High School. Well, that's backwards. I knew lots of people, but they didn't know me because I wasn't interested in boys or clubs or anything of the sort. I was too young when I went to Central. I graduated at 15. I met Bill when I was 16, and we were on a bus coming from the University of Tulsa where we were both students. But he was 2 years ahead of me at Central.
At 15, you graduated?
Mm-hmm.
What age were you when you started high school?
12, almost 13.
How did that come about?
Pushy mother. No, not really. My birthday being in December, as I had told you at the beginning here, I could start kindergarten when I was 4 because I would be 5 before the first of the year. At that time, Tulsa had mid-year promotions, and so we had a graduating class in January and one in June. Since I started school when I did, I was in the mid-year thing. Well, when I got to the 5th grade, Tulsa Public Schools decided to do away with that. So they gave us all a test if we were going to be January graduates, and if we did well enough, they pushed us on up to the next grade instead of keeping us back where we were. I did, and so I went ahead in that particular instance.
I mean, you had to be a good student to do that.
Well, I think so. However, when I was in the first grade, my first grade teacher got up and she said, "We have 8 girls in this class whose first name is Betty. That's too much for me to handle. Half of you are going on to the next grade." So I did that twice. I got double promoted out of the first grade and the 5th grade quite by accident.
Wow. So then you went to Iowa State University?
Yes, I went to TU. Iowa State and Cornell in New York State were the only two schools that offered what I wanted to major in. I wanted to major in the combination of home economics and technical journalism, hoping someday to edit Better Homes and Gardens. Instead, I married Bill. But Mother said, "You can never go to Cornell. It's too far away." I was her only child, and I hadn't had a dad since I was about a year old. So it was just Mother and me. She said, "No, no." And I don't know why she said that, really, because she got her master's degree from Columbia University in New York City. But it was too far for her little girl to go. She said, "If you'll go to TU 1 year, we'll talk about Iowa State." I did. So after I went to TU the first year where I met Bill, and we got to dating rather steadily, but then World War II came along that December when I was a freshman at TU. Bill enlisted in the United States Army Air Corps, and I went to Iowa State.